Jim Armstrong. It is football season, and Broncos' new era starts tonight on the TVs at the Kentucky Inn.
We're having a high old time, fellas, on the corner of Kentucky and Pearl.
And
how are we doing, boys?
That's a good way to put it. We're doing swell, and here is the national man voted this year, national top 10 sports columnist in the United States, names like Jeff Passan, Bill Plaschke, Sally Jenkins on that list with Mark Kisla. Good morning, Kiz.
Good morning. I was going to talk football, but I was listening to the Winners and Whiners tout there. And, I unlike you two reasonable people, I am a soccer nut. But I think the definition of craziness is betting the over in any particular soccer game for a number of goals. That achieved what I wanted. I know how much Jimmy loves the action in soccer. I was hoping to get a chuckle out.
I had Liverpool the other day, boys, and God bless Ringo kick in the winning goal. Woohoo! Way to go, Ringo.
There you go. All right. On to the real question. Hey, after forever, we have a new owner of the Denver Broncos. We got the crazy Rich Waltons in here. And I want to ask first, how excited are you about this ownership group? And does this mean the Broncos are headed back to Super Bowl glory? Or do you have some concerns about this new ownership team?
I think the guy who owns the team is the least important guy in the building.
Okay, there you go.
Everybody knows they're going to spend money to put a good product on the field. I don't think you're going to feel any difference at all from the Bolin ownership to this ownership. They just need to start making some good decisions, guys. Let's go back a decade or so. Their first-round draft choices, they don't have a whole heck of a lot to show. So we'll see how the new regime, the new GM, the new coach, we'll see how they make decisions in the next year or two. Fellas, I think this is maybe a 9-8, 10-7 at best team this year. That's what I got. But ownership, zero tackles, zero touchdown catches, overrated. Don't worry about it. It's cool. We're associated with the Waltons, but other than that, who cares?
Okay. I'd say, Super Bowl trajectory. I think that's reasonable to expect. Maybe not this year, as Jimmy mentions. Maybe still some holes to fill in. But they started on that trajectory when they hired the general George Payton to be their general manager. He nabbed Danger Russ. He has a franchise quarterback, and he began filling in around that quarterback. And we've all seen very successful business people, disastrous experiences owning and running pro franchises. No reason to be negative here. But I remember in Baltimore seeing the reprehensible Bob Irsay destroy one of the deepest traditions in sports in the Baltimore Colts and then stealing them out of town to Indianapolis. So ownership is no guarantee, Kiz.
Yeah, what I like here is my first impression of Rob Walton and Greg Penner. And Greg Penner's going to be the point man. He's going to be the man in the building. Representing ownership, is that they aren't Jerry Jones. They aren't, look at me, I'm going to run the football side of it. And they're going to empower George Payton to do his job and hold him accountable. And that's all you want out of ownership, other than the fact that if Rob Walton has $60 billion, he's not looking at a football team to make him more money. He's got plenty of money. So what's the fun of owning a football team? Winning. And that we have no worries about ownership is as good of outcome as the Denver Broncos and their fans could hope for after several years of Bolin kids bickering at each other. So I'm excited about it.
Well, fellas, here's the thing. I mean, it's interesting. You look at the history of pro sports. When new ownership comes in, guess what happens? Bodies start flying, okay? That's just the drill with pro sports, okay? Now, it's interesting that this new ownership group inherited a brand-new coach, just got hired months ago, and a GM who was hired, a couple of years ago? So don't kid yourself, guys. We're all living the honeymoon now. We're all excited about Russell Wilson. We all love his wife, right? Yeah, 3, 2, 1, work with me. But, you know, in the next two or three years, they got to make good decisions or they'll be gone, okay? Go ahead, live the honeymoon. I'll give them a couple of years. They had better live up to the billing here with Russell Wilson. Or eventually, yes, those bodies will fly.
I think
that's a very good point, because what I see here is ownership that wants to win and didn't hire the people in charge of football right now. You know who has a very short honeymoon period? I think it's Nathaniel Hackett, because Russell Wilson is the face of this franchise, and Nathaniel Hackett has to ensure that Russell Wilson succeeds, or Nathaniel Hackett will get the blame if Russell Wilson isn't a great quarterback.
And that's very true. That is very true. And everybody's going to choose Russell Wilson over Nathaniel Hackett, the guy who's been to two Super Bowls and won one of them. Should have won them both, actually. But as far as the ownership goes, this is the honeymoon period. They've been building trust merely with the Denver Broncos fan base, merely by getting rid of the trust. As soon as those three guys, talk about bodies flying, left the building, everybody in Denver seemed to celebrate the Waltons coming to town. So you've got all of the pro franchises owned virtually by one business empire, right? You've got the Walmart empire dominating Denver sports, kids.
For sure. Hey, I wanted to ask one other thing. If you had $60 billion, what's the first big toy you would buy? Would it be an NFL team, or would it be something else?
I'd buy a lot of cheese curds. What can I say? It's my heritage.
There you go.
I'd try to buy the Cubs another World Series. I'd be George Steinbrenner. I'd be insane. I'd buy every big free agent. 90% of them would tank, and I'd hope the 10% that worked out could win the Cubs another World Series. How's that?
All right. You know, I wouldn't buy an NFL team unless I was trying to become a trillionaire. But if I didn't care about making more money than my $60 billion, my money would go towards changing the world. I'd feed the hungry, educate the youth, speed the burgeoning worldwide movement for renewable energy, restore USA's badly slipping healthcare system, and maybe put a price on Vladimir Putin's head and those who are enabling him. My toy would be traveling to beaches and college basketball games, not finding mushrooms, kids, much as you alleged on earlier shows. Hey, Jimmy, I know where you can get a lot of cheese curds for that $60
billion. Here's the thing, fellas. There's a very strong rumor that football season is upon us, okay? The first college football game's, what, a couple of weeks away? Here's the drill. If you're a relative newcomer to Denver or whatever, you're looking for a cozy little spot to watch college or pro football. Just the facts here. We got the Pac-12 network. We got the Big Ten network. We got the NFL Sunday ticket. We still got the MLB extra innings package. So the corner of Kentucky and Pearl, the Kentucky Inn, a fun, cozy little neighborhood spot. And we got every sport under the sun.
Best place to keep counting and make sure the Pac-12 has 12 teams. That's a good suggestion there. Hey, Kentucky Inn, my home away from home. Thank you, guys. We'll kick it again next Saturday.
Later.